Hello, and welcome to Learning Tree's Meet the Expert podcast series.
I'm your host, Jim Leitris, and this installment is part one of a three-part series that will focus on leadership and, more specifically, an approach to leadership that identifies the qualities that characterize successful leadership. The title of our series is appropriately Leadership Success: The Behaviors, Competencies, and Responsibilities That Produce Positive Results. Taken together, these three qualities represent the BCR approach to leadership. And here in part one, we'll be introduced to the approach itself and also discuss the behavioral aspect. Joining us as our expert is one of the developers of the BCR approach, James L. Hayner, a managing partner at Ultimate Business Resources, a consulting company specializing in building better businesses. Mr. Hayner is currently working with Fortune 500 companies in several countries, helping to prepare their future leaders, and he's also a Learning Tree course author and instructor. Welcome, James, and thank you for joining us on Learning Tree's Meet the Expert podcast series.
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
James, leadership as it relates to business is a topic that's been covered, well, to say the least, extensively. So what is it about the BCR approach to leadership that makes it, from your perspective, unique among all the rest?
Well, Jim, one of the things that David Williams and I looked at, we collaborated in some research to discover just what might be the critical few behaviors, competencies, and responsibilities that make a leader successful. We're looking at how does a leader help deliver services faster, better, more cost-effectively, and through the research, we came up with just a few behaviors that, if done and done right, really produce strong and successful results.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the overview, James, and I can see how the BCR approach offers a new way to look at leadership success. And let's talk about that first element, the B part. What behaviors are identified in the approach as beneficial to increasing leadership effectiveness?
Well, Jim, we came up with four supportive behaviors after doing the research. The four we distilled are embracing integrity and building trust, showing consideration and caring, working with difference, and we'll explain that just a little more as we go, and adopting what we call a servant leadership approach.
Okay. Can you give us some insight as to why these particular leadership behaviors were selected?
Sure. My colleague David Williams and I did the research starting in 2005. We distilled as much research as we could down to four behaviors, the four we just mentioned. We did research. We looked at the research based on Jeffrey Pulsar from Harvard, Henry Mintzberg from McGill University in Canada, Stephen Covey in his new book, The Eighth Habit, and of course, the father of modern management, Dr. Peter Drucker.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it seems to me that of the three aspects identified in the BCR approach, behaviors would be the most challenging to adopt and internalize. What advice would you give an aspiring leader as to how they might be able to do that?
Well, one of the first things that we recommend is to actively listen. Mm-hmm. And what we mean by that, Jim, is we want you to listen with your head for the facts, listen with your heart for the feelings, and listen with your legs for the intention or the action of what people may be telling you or not telling you. Mm-hmm. Then we want to focus on being empathetic, that is, walking a mile in their moccasins, not being sympathetic, looking at being a stewardship of the company, looking at committing yourself to other people's growth and building the community around the team.
Okay.
When that's done, the behavior work is there.
Okay. Well, within the context of the approach, which leadership behaviors would you say provide the biggest bang for the buck, so to speak? And why would you see them as being so effective?
Well, I think the number one place to start is to get your head and your heart around the idea of a leader. Once you decide to be a leader, is that you need to be a servant first, and that decision needs to be there to help other people. Your job is to help them do even better than they are. So we're really talking about the ultimate question that a servant leader can ask is, how can I help you?
Mm. Okay. Now, in your work as a consultant, and I'm sure you see many behaviors during the time that you do your work, which behaviors do you see being used most and which the least?
The number one most used is probably the old management idea of MBWA, or management by wandering around. Get out there and make yourself get noticed.
Okay.
We found some people who don't even know who their second line manager is. Mm. So what we're really suggesting is if if you get out, wander around, find out who they are, they find out who you are, and you are seen, then that will yield an approach that allows you to be more open with them and team members to be more open with you. So I'm seeing MBWA as the most prevalent one. Least used is something that we've spent a lot of time working with, helping other people learn, and that's called working with difference.
Mm.
And I'm not talking just about diversity here. What we mean there is finding out about people's strengths, their experiences, their priorities, and their aspirations. And we call that SEPA. So in the strengths department, we're talking about asking people just what do they find straightforward and easy to do. Experiences, both inside and outside of work, what do they enjoy the most? What do they enjoy the least? Under priorities, we're talking about why would they want to stay working here? What's important to them? From both the motivational aspect and from the, well, the administrivia things that happen. That's our favorite word for administration.
I was wondering if that was a mispronunciation. Or
administrivia, yes, and I believe some of us will know what that means. And lastly, the APAR stands for aspirations, just what are their current priorities and what do they want for the future above and beyond that normal interview question, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Mm.
So we see SEPA as a very big opportunity that's not being used enough.
Okay. Well, James, thanks for introducing us to the BCR approach to leadership and getting us started with this first segment on behaviors. We appreciate your joining us on Meet the Expert and look forward to having you back soon to discuss competencies and responsibilities in parts 2 and 3 respectively.
Thank you, Jim. I look forward to seeing you and talking to you again.
Great. If you'd like to know more about this subject, you can access a free copy of the Learning Tree white paper, Leadership Success, Behaviors, Competencies, and Responsibilities that Produce Positive Results, Part 1, Behaviors, authored by our guest, James L. Hayner, by visiting learningtree.com/whitepapers. Thank you to our producer and engineer, Boris Slivka, and I'm Jim Leitris at Learning Tree, saying goodbye until our next Meet the Expert podcast.